It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The mayors of Dallas and Fort Worth are heading to Canada. Mike Rawlings and Betsy Price announced today they're leading a trade mission June 11th. They'll visit Toronto and Montreal. The goal is to promote economic development, business opportunities, and tourism between Canada and North Texas. The trip comes amid discussion of the future of NAFTA, or the North American Free Trade Agreement. Canada is the state's second biggest export market, and officials say North Texas accounts for a significant part of imports and exports with Canada. Last year, the Dallas and Fort Worth mayors visited Mexico on a similar trade mission. For many, thinking about death is disturbing. But fact is, we're all going to die someday. And the truth was an inspiration for one of New York's hottest playwrights, young Jean Lee. The 43-year-old has been writing and staging performances for the past 15 years, and her plays have premiered regionally in Dallas. Now, her celebrated play, We're Gonna Die, is making the rounds in North Texas. And despite the dire title, it's actually an uplifting play, says producer and director Jake Nice.
I think the point of the play is sort of the process of accepting that there are horrible things like death and dying and pain that that everybody has to deal with all the time, but that you're not alone in that, and that the audience members and the characters in the play are all experiencing those same things with you at the same time.
We're Gonna Die is being performed tomorrow night at Dallas's The Wild Detectives Bookstore. Learn more about the production and hear a conversation with the show's star at artandseek.org. Aggression, cruelty, and lack of empathy are a few of the traits that define psychopaths. And experts can spot these characteristics in children as young as three. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with journalist Barbara Bradley Haggerty about an emotion psychopathic children can't feel fear.
It turns out that one of the biggest predictors, actually the biggest predictor, of whether a child will become dangerous and a violent criminal later on is resting heart rate, which is just astonishing to me. And what that means, what they think is going on there, is that these kids do not register fear in themselves or fear in others. If you don't feel fear, then you're not going to be stopped from, say, risky behavior, from carjacking, from being violent, from, you know, doing all sorts of things that could land you in trouble. If you're not feeling the fear, you don't have the brakes. The brakes aren't working.
Barbara Bradley Haggerty's article, When Your Child is a Psychopath, appears in the June issue of The Atlantic. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. In late April, three Dallas artists flew to a mountain village in Sicily to paint wall murals. None of them had been to Sicily. None of them knew what they were going to paint. Artist Spotlight is Art and Seek's weekly series about North Texas creatives. And for this latest Spotlight, Jerome Weeks files a two-part report on Dallas artists using paint to help the village of Pritzi.
Maria Haig is painting the face of death on a wall. It's only fitting she could break her neck. Haig's 30 feet off the ground. She's on steel scaffolding next to a building in the Sicilian village of Pritzi. Pritzi clings to the top of a mountain, so the winds up here can whip the glasses off your face.
Oh my goodness, last week it was really cold and really windy, and I was painting on that top level. It was brutal.
The views from Pritzi are breathtaking. You can see the volcano, Mount Etna, on the coast 125 miles away. But Sicily's economy is hurting, and Pritzi is shrinking. Today, 5,000 people live along its narrow, ancient streets. But the younger ones are leaving, looking for jobs. All of which is why the 28-year-old Haig is in the air painting a mural. It celebrates the town's famous festival, the Dance of the Devils, a combination of Halloween and Easter.
It's a beautiful town. I saw that there are some very nice murals that already exist. I just thought it would be great if there were more.
Dr. David Atkinson is a psychiatrist who treats teens with addiction issues. The 40-year-old Dallasite first came to Italy in college, and 2 years ago, he fell in love with Pritzi, especially its warm-hearted residents. So Atkinson wanted to help the town preserve its ways, attract tourists, inspire people to stay. Last October, he ran into Pritzi's mayor, Luigi Vellone.
So I pitched three ideas to him, and this is the idea that he was most interested in.
The idea was to create more murals, murals extolling Pritzi's traditions. So Atkinson rounded up Maria Haig, a friend and a painter, 25-year-old Olivia Cole, who teaches painting, and Frank Campagna, known for his many murals in Deep Ellum. Atkinson flew all three to Pritzi. It's 11 at night in a restaurant, halfway through the artist's stay in Sicily. The first week was spent haggling over which walls to paint. But tonight is a celebration. A celebration that started this afternoon. Mayor Vallone proclaimed the Dallasites honorary citizens of Pritzi. It was a typical ceremony of proud speeches and occasional chaos. People wandered in and out. Phones went off repeatedly. The soccer team showed up. Olivia Cole.
So it's like this strange balance between very formal and very comical.
Another day in Pritzi. Cole says she came because a free trip to Sicily is a free trip to Sicily. But day by day, the Prezzesi, as they're called, learn about the Dallasites and their plans. Giuseppe Ramondi is a 22-year-old student in electrical engineering.
David came here with these three artists, and they are doing something beautiful for this village. So we love David and this project.
Night after night, the Dallasites are overwhelmed by Sicilians inviting them into their homes, cooking handmade pasta, locally grown mushrooms, and pizza. Always pizza and wine. Frank Campagna.
The whole first week was running around, and let's go party and have some wine. It's almost too much to handle.
And each morning, the artists headed out with an espresso to climb ladders. Cole created an image of Our Lady of Mount Carmel on a bus stop. For Sicilians, it's a favorite icon of the Virgin Mary. The mural's at street level, so Cole has had plenty of people hailing her Madonna and landscape.
Actually, the local priest passed by and saw it, and he recognized it, and he said, "You have to make sure to get that right."
Meanwhile, the 60-year-old Campagna found himself facing a huge wall, this one on the side of a local high school.
I had less than 2 weeks, 10 days to knock out. I had to figure out the technique and make sure it worked.
All the artists had done their work for free. It was the timing. The scaffolding had to come down soon. Early Sunday, it came down. Both the mayor and the town council chairman show up to witness the unveiling. Campagna's mural is particularly meaningful to them. It's a giant portrait of two magistrates, Giovanni Falcone and Paolo Borsellino. Both were blown up by the mafia in 1992. But the assassinations only inspired a fierce anti-mafia crusade. So this mural is political, and it can be seen for miles.
Brava, bravissima!
The last mural is in full view. Murals that just might make a difference. The mayor and Atkinson hug, the councilman offers everyone coffee, and Campagna wonders why he'd ever want to leave Sicily. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
See a 360-degree video view of Pritzi at artandseek.org/spotlight. And listen tomorrow evening when Jerome Weeks looks at the psychiatrist who generated the entire Dallas to Sicily project. A Texas legislative session wrapped up this week. How did the session affect Dallas? That's the focus of a discussion tomorrow morning featuring local state lawmakers. State Representatives Eric Johnson, Linda Koop, Victoria Niave, and Jason Villalba will talk with the Texas Tribune's Evan Smith. They're expected to discuss public education, immigration, healthcare, taxes, and more. The discussion starts at 8 o'clock, and we'll have a live stream on our website, keranews.org. It was a dry May for North Texas. The National Weather Service says Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport recorded less than an entire inch of rain for the entire month, just 0.7 inches. I mean, that's more than 4 inches below normal. It was the fourth driest May on record. There were just 8 days with measurable rainfall last month in North Texas. Precipitation was also below normal in Waco, but June has started out wet with heavy rain falling across North Texas this afternoon. The forecast calls for a chance of showers and thunderstorms for the next several days. To be more specific, there's a 30% chance of storms tonight, a low around 72. Tomorrow, much of the same. Showers and storms, high near 87. It's currently 77 degrees in Dallas, 78 in Fort Worth, 80 in Tyler, and 79 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.